This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has described his government as compassionate and devoted to welfare of the poor. As the NDA government at the centre completes 11 years in office, Mr. Modi emphasised the government's transformative efforts in combating poverty and empowering citizens through inclusive development. In a social media post, the Prime Minister highlighted key initiatives such as PM Awas Yojana, PM Ujwala Yojana, Jan Dhan Yojana and Ayushman Bharat, which have significantly improved access to housing, clean cooking fuel, banking services and health care. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Link USBRL project during his visit to Jammu and Kashmir tomorrow. Talking to Akashvani News Executive Director, Information and Publicity, Railway Board Dilip Kumar said, the Chenab Bridge, which is the world's highest railway arch bridge, and India's first cable state rail bridge, Anji Bridge, which are part of the USBRL, will also be inaugurated by the Prime Minister.
माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी इस रेलखंड पर दो नई वंदे भारत एक्सप्रेस ट्रेनों को फ्लैग ऑफ करने वाले हैं. साथ ही ये जो पूरा प्रोजेक्ट है वह राष्ट्र को डेडिकेट किया जाने वाला है. इसमें कई कई टनल्स हैं, ब्रिजेस हैं. जो टनल्स हैं उसमें से एक टनल जो है टनल T50 की लंबाई जो है वो 13 किलोमीटर के आसपास है, जबकि जो चिनाब ब्रिज है वह अपने आप में काफी महत्वपूर्ण है. यह दुनिया का सबसे ऊंचा आर्क ब्रिज है और हमारे इंजीनियरों ने इसको बनाया है, तो ये पूरे देश के लिए गर्व की बात है.
The President, Vice President and Prime Minister on World Environment Day today called upon citizens to strengthen their resolve and reaffirm their commitment to protecting the planet. In a social media post, President Draupadi Murmu emphasized the power of collective action that can lead to a greener earth for future generations. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar highlighted the link between planetary health and all living beings. Prime Minister Narendra Modi shared a video message praising grassroots efforts to make the environment greener and more sustainable.
प्रकृति रक्षति रक्षिता, अर्थात जो प्रकृति की रक्षा करते हैं प्रकृति उनकी रक्षा करती है.
पर्यावरण में संतुलन ये हमारी पुरातन परंपरा का एक अहम हिस्सा है. हमारे यहाँ कहा गया है यत पिंडे तत ब्रह्मांड, यानी जो पिंड यानी जीव में है वही ब्रह्मांड में है.
On the occasion, the Prime Minister led a special tree plantation drive at Bhagwan Mahavir Vanasthali Park in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi planted a banyan sapling under the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam initiative. Prime Minister Modi also flagged off 200 electric buses under the Delhi government's sustainable transport initiative. The Prime Minister also planted a sindoor sapling at his residence. The plant was gifted to him by the brave women of Kutch in Gujarat, who had displayed extraordinary courage and patriotism during the 1971 India-Pakistan War. The National Investigation Agency is conducting searches at 32 locations across Jammu and Kashmir in a terror-related case. The raids have been carried out in Pulwama, Kulgam, Shopian, Baramulla and Kupwara districts. The searches have been conducted since early morning based on specific inputs against overground workers of various terrorist organizations in the terror conspiracy case. In flood-affected Sikkim, evacuation of stranded tourists from Chaten has been stalled due to bad weather. The rescue operation had commenced this morning with two Mi-17 helicopters, successfully completing two sorties so far to airlift 63 evacuees out of 109 stranded tourists at Pakyong Greenfield Airport from Chaten. In Assam, the flood situation remains critical as incessant rainfall continues to swell water levels of river and inundate new areas. The Minister of Statistics and Program Implementation is organizing a national workshop on using alternate data sources and frontier technologies for policy making in New Delhi. Two-day workshop has been conducted in collaboration with Niti Aayog and the World Bank. The workshop aims to enhance the understanding among the stakeholders and to provide a platform to deliberate on the potential applications of alternate data sources and frontier technologies in policy making. Benchmark domestic equity indices continued the upward momentum today, extending gains from the previous session, boosted by a broad-based rally and mirroring gains in major Asian markets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.